Monday, Labor Day. So we thought we'd turn to the hardest working man in the annoying music business, a man with whom every conversation is a labor of love. And you got to love the labor. I speak, of course, of Jim Nader, who's at WBEZ in Chicago. He has a passel of tunes with which to wind down the summer. Jim, how are you?
Scott, I feel like a debutante with thick ankles.
Well,
not in a good place right now.
It's the end of summer, my friend, yes. So the ankles are swelling. Look, we have some music queued up that you've guided us to. So for reasons known only to you and Rod Blagojevich, you've requested we open up. Now, what this is, the Singing Sisters of Syracuse?
Yes, there's nothing that can usher in the end of summer better than Nuns with Kazoos.
Well, it puts me in a difficult position because, they're nuns. They're wonderful people. You don't want to criticize a group of nuns.
But, well, wait for the kazoo
They're
part.
Not the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Bring up the kazoos.
I like that kazoo part. I think that's very endearing.
We've only just begun, so hang in there.
Well, we have the, my notes say the Juanita Banana Song.
Well, yeah, today for Labor Day, we are honoring the world's hardest laborers. And a recent study by the World Health Organization, or as I like to call them, the WHO, determined that banana growers are the hardest working workers in the world.
Are you being serious about this?
You're asking me if I'm being serious?
Yeah. Subtext, that's every one of my questions. But yeah, is that a real study or just something you've contrived for the convenience of?
It's a study I heard about on the street.
All right. So this is a song to salute them?
Yes.
In a little Spanish town just south of the Mexican border.
Excuse me, a lovely Spanish town would not be south of the Mexican border, but I digress, yes?
Only NPR would know that.
Still, Juanita would sing each day in the fields, soon as her work was done.
Jim.
Yes, Jim. Scott, I'm here.
Who did this? Because I feel I should contact my member of Congress and let them know that they're out. I feel like I should contact Interpol and let them know that they're out there.
This is done by J.R. Corvington, and you may not know this, but a banana grower's daughter who sings opera attracted the documentary efforts of Ken Burns. So you can look for that series on PBS soon.
My notes now say we have next what could be the original mashup.
Well, outside of July 4th, Labor Day is considered the most important barbecue day in America, which is why we must announce, ladies and gentlemen, start your barbecues.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
This is sacrilege.
Is what?
This is taking the Oscar Mayer Wiener Whistle song and mashing it up with the national anthem? I mean, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad wouldn't do this to the national anthem.
Every time I see it, I've never seen so many bratwursts standing at attention. And we're right on theme for Labor Day. Scott?
Yes?
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, yeah. Right on theme for Labor Day, yeah.
Well, often interviewers will just leave the studio.
Believe me, I'm trying, but they know enough to throw the bolt. You know that we profiled an artist years ago named Morris Katz. He was known as the world's fastest artist.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
And he was painting, and he said, last night, the woman on my door, pounding on my door. 3 a.m., I got up, I let her out. Reminds me of doing two ways with you. No, but I digress. Go ahead, yes?
Well, Scott, do you read the newspapers or ever listen to the news?
As little as possible. Of course I listen to the news.
Well, from listening to your program, I can never tell, so I had to ask. But any avid reader knows that around Labor Day, newspapers are filled with advertisements for mattress sales. And these bidding discounts extend even to Finland.
They sleep in Finland, too. Did you think they stood up like horses when they slept? Of course. No, they have mattresses.
niin sä sietäisi ilmansa kevan niin. Humppasi vaan kun palo Rovaniemi.
Is this Finnish?
Yes.
How do you know it's Finnish? if you're so sure it's
prove
Finnish.
It's not.
Prove it's not. You first. I mean, say two other words to me in Finnish.
Well, I can say the name of the group. It's Ecclesiate. So I don't know if that's two words, but.
And what's the song about?
Well, it's Beds Are Burning. It's the famous, by Midnight Oil, I believe. And actually, medical experts say the only way to deal with this bed bug epidemic is to burn your bed with Midnight Oil. So it's kind of a synergy thing going there.
Well, this is lovely.
Oops, Scott, can you hold for a second?
Of course, yes.
That's my FedEx that comes every day. Let's see what we have here. Oh, my gosh. It's the Telly Savalas Sings album.
Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover.
He was one of the greats, wasn't he?
In her style that chose me.
Scott, isn't Who Loves You Baby the title of your new book?
Very similar, yes.
And having Kojak do the foreword was really an interesting choice.
Inspired, yes. He was one of the greats.
He was. And speaking of babies,
yes.
When you think of Labor Day, well, you think of Labor Day.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
Oh, my gosh.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you are thinking of me.
Oh.
I can see it, your face.
I have to wipe some of the tears off my
microphone. Yes, no, it's so it's we know it's not Paul Anka.
That's Piranha Man from Pakistan.
One of your favorites, Piranha Man.
He's a favorite of the Annoying Music Show and pretty much no one else.
Well, he's a real song stylist. I'm trying to end this as soon as possible, but I can see that I'm seeing this is going to be difficult because we have another song to hear because the days are getting shorter, right?
Yeah, Scott, like me, being from the Midwest, you know, Labor Day signifies the end of summer and cold, snowy days are ahead. So naturally, our thoughts head to the West Coast and sunny California. Unfortunately, our plane overshot its runway and ended up in Leningrad with the Alexandrov Red Army Ensemble.
Well, East Coast goes the Hayby way. Take those styles they wear. And the thousand girls eat the way they talk. They don't be open, I don't dare. They mean West Palm is your town way. Make you feel alive.
Jim?
I hear the beaches in Siberia are lovely this time.
They're East Coast girls are hip. To those guys, it means from Vladivostok. That's the East Coast to them. That is one of the most stupefying pieces of music that I've ever heard. Were they serious?
Yes, they.
They've all got great voices. They're wonderful performers. Of course, it's a classic song, but whose grim idea was it to put it together like that?
Well, it wasn't John Lennon, I'll tell you that.
Jim, thank you very much.
Scott, you are not an NPR host. You are paradise.
Annoying Music Man Jim Nader is speaking with us from WBEZ in Chicago, where he manages desperately to hold on to some kind of job. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.